Hey, it's Jenny. Don't skip ahead. I have some treats for my loyal receipts listeners.
But what kind of treats?
Okay, just wait. You're going to be obsessed. Stickers, t-shirts, and most importantly, a panel of comedians that will update your dating profile. We're going to find you love, but you have to promise that Andrew and I can give a speech at the wedding. All you have to do is go to refer.fm/receipts and share the podcast with your friends, families, exes, and especially your crushes. Again, that's refer.fm/receipts to get your prizes today. Okay, we've done it. It's a year of pandemic.
What episode number is this?
Let me double check. Yeah, of course I know. I have a whole spreadsheet. This is the amazing episode 10 of season 2. Yes. And 59 overall. Almost 60, wow. Which would have been cool, but 59.
59.
Yeah, 59. really remarkable. Solid age. A really solid age to be 59.
Oh my God.
So secure.
So many people's relationships at this point.
I know, right? We know about a lot of dating lives. And ultimately, dating is horrible no matter who you are. Yeah. No, it's always bad. It's always stressful. I mean, sometimes beautiful, right? Love, we love.
Yeah.
Obsessed with love. But I feel like most of the time we're not talking about love, it turns out.
No, but we are recording last night with our guests. They said something really funny where they were like, Jenny, like, your podcast is a resource to find out the romantic lives of other
our peers. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
And I'm really happy to be that person. I'm happy to be Nancy Drew. For everyone, if they're like, is this person single? What is going on? I'm here to find out the facts.
As a resource.
Yes, a resource. Truly to make a field guide. I'm really happy to do that. And I also, it's made me feel much less alone this pandemic too, to have the podcast. And I hope that's true for all the listeners also.
Yeah, right?
I don't have any receipts this week. I have nothing to report.
Nothing.
Not a single thing. I'm having a really nice time with my new boyfriend. Second time saying it on the podcast, Isaac.
Well, wait until number 59 of boyfriend.
Oh my God, right? Can you imagine?
Then we can really talk.
Then we can really get into it. But right now I'm in the honeymoon. It's so much fun. We're really getting to know each other phase. And even my therapist is like, wow, he sounds really mature. And I'm like, right, Haley? I can make good choices, Haley.
Haley's obsessed with him.
Haley really likes him. But I think Haley is obsessed with me too because I'm teaching her so many new things. She used I Hope You Book for the first time ever in a session. And I was like, Haley, wow, I've really changed your life.
How old is Haley, if you can reveal?
I think she's in her mid-30s. She's a Madewell therapist. So she's wearing like low-key gold jewelry and she has a gorgeous plant behind her. No matter where she is, what room in her house, there's always a pretty plant. And like a soft, flowy Madewell kind of top or sweater.
Wow. And you're teaching this woman.
This woman about love.
Wow.
Yeah, well. I like to think that I'm her favorite client, but it's probably unhealthy that I do think that. But I do like to think that.
I think so.
Right? Whatever, I've got to be.
Helps you sleep at night for sure.
I've got to be. Yeah. She's really happy for me that I finally have a romantic partner who isn't toxic and I'm not crying about in our session. So, so that's good.
For you.
So that's good. That's growth. Andrew, you have a receipt though.
Oh, just a quick little receipt.
Just a quick little baby receipt.
Text today was funny. Here's the text. Hi, it's President Biden. I just signed a historic COVID relief plan into law. Will you help spread the word? Stop to quit.
So, our President Joe Biden texted you directly, Andrew, today.
And he also like is giving me an out too. Like he is like, hey, if this isn't okay, this is the safe word. Stop.
Stop it. Stop's a good safe word, honestly.
I would say
quick,
so.
To the point.
Original.
Yeah, we know exactly what it means.
That's my receipt.
Really cute little receipt. Are you going to continue or did you say stop?
I didn't even respond. I sort of ghosted our president.
You ghosted our president?
Sorry.
Andrew. Wow. We finally have a president that is at least trying. I don't know what we have to say. He's like trying. He seems to be trying. And you can't even text him back.
Well, I was like thinking about like when, what was like the Trump alert that we got that one time? That was insane. Oh, do you remember that?
No, I blacked it out. What was it?
No, I remember like SNL made a skit about it, that they were like, everyone got a notification. It was sort of like the U2 album that was like put on everyone's phone. Like suddenly like you're getting a notification from Trump, like something completely random. I forget what it was, but yeah.
I don't remember it happening even.
I wish that I didn't.
Okay. If anyone who's listening remembers what it was, leave us a review and just put that as the comment.
Please.
Yeah, that's it. That's enough.
Five stars. Ultimately.
Five stars, and then whatever that alert was, please. We need it. I'm really excited because we have a very special guest today. She's so funny. She's an icon. She's gorgeous. She's smart. She's got it all. She's an author, which is unbelievable, amazing. Can you believe an entire book? It's called Obviously, Stories from My Timeline, and obviously I recommend it. It's very good and currently on my bookshelf. And she's the host of the What a Day podcast. Welcome, Akilah Hughes.
Oh my gosh, thank you all for letting me be here. We are in person, no mask. We're faking out.
We are breathing all up on each other.
Yep, I just coughed and we're all just breathing in. Oh man, how are you?
I'm doing great. Andrew, yeah, I mean,
it sounds like your therapist thinks you're doing great. So like, I'm happy for you. Yeah. My therapist is like, you should find things that bring you joy.
Yeah, it's good when your therapist wants you to have joy, though.
No suggestions. Like, I'm like, I have all these roller skates. This isn't the joy. She's like, no, not quite.
Yeah, like recommend a book that'll fix me. Maybe,
right. Yeah. Something. Like, you know, just earn that money is most of it. I'm totally paying you regardless. But yeah, thanks for having me on the pod.
So happy to have you. How are you aside from looking for joy?
Oh, man. I am. You know, I think I'm good. I'm pretty okay. So as we're recording this, it is the week slog of like the year anniversary of all of this shit hitting the fan. And so I think that I'm just very reflective right now, which is, I think, a good place to be. But, you know, also the trauma. I remember every, like, the last dinner, the meeting at work where they like called us all into the same room. To be
right.
Like, and so we can't come up like, this is not how it's supposed to be done.
Oh my goodness. So, yeah, I love that. I remember the conversations we were having right before it all stopped, when it was like, well, I guess I shouldn't hug you, but I'm going to do it anyway. I remember.
Totally. Yeah, like the elbow bumps and things. Like, this is so weird that we're all doing these like dumb things, right? It's so crazy. And now we're like, don't touch me.
Yeah, now we're like, stay 6 feet away from me. I don't like...
Yeah, like yeah, lay down if you're 6 feet tall and prove to me it's 6 feet.
Like, I don't want to see your mouth or your chin, please.
Never. I don't care what it looks like. Not even curious.
I do want to ask you about your adorable sweet puppy.
Yes, Dr. Fauci. He is a superstar. I have to say, I think he's so cute. It is painful. Like, every morning he kind of pounces on the bed like a little lion and then like licks my arm for an hour. And I'm just like, there's just no cuter thing, and nothing else could get me out of bed in the morning. Like, before him, I was waking up at noon. But he's just so frigging cute and sweet, and I think he's a smart boy, you know? He can already sit, stay, down, and paw. He's only 5.5 months.
Wow.
That's but he impressive. Is getting his balls chopped next week. And
oh
so
my God.
I'm just like, I feel like I can't look him in the eyes. Like, I know something he doesn't know. And he's just so like, I love you. And I'm like, you might not if you found out what I planned for us.
Like, I have a horrible secret I have to keep from you, doctor.
Yeah, like it is. It's a real procedure. And I know you typically like to look at the files, but.
Yeah, right. Ultimately, he does already have a PhD, though.
Yeah, exactly. He's familiar with the procedure. He just never thought it would happen to him. And it's a lot. But yeah, these giant ears won't quit. Also, if you're listening and you want to follow a cute-ass puppy, you know, Fauci.kpup on Instagram. He's a hero.
Absolutely hero. And bringing me joy, honestly. That's what I want to say to your therapist. I found the joy. It's Dr. Fauci's Instagram.
Yeah, he's really sweet. I can't even, like, I just, his face, he's so weird and ridiculous. I just love him. I also, like, don't post anything about myself anymore, which is the most freeing thing. Like, even when I'm running his account, which is, like, the corniest thing to say out loud. But when I'm running his account, I will scroll through all the puppies we followed there. And then I'll be like, I should go back to my own feed and, like, support my friends. And I'm like, no, doggies. No,
just the doggies.
They don't need me. They don't even notice.
No. Yeah, just the little puppies.
Yeah.
So I love that. Life. So that's been – okay. So that's the new man in your life for sure. Yes.
Oh, for sure. I don't even know. Like, I use him as a litmus test. A few guys have seen him. Not, like, on a date. I have a housemate and then his friends have been in the backyard. And they just don't get it. They're not good with dogs. And I'm like, see, this is a red flag. Like, you all that are scaring is. The puppy.
Yeah, that is. Now, ultimately, you'll know if someone's a good person based on whether Fauci likes them or not.
Yeah. Or I'm, like, going to have to just, like, stop him from having opinions. I'm like, go in your crate. I'm going to fuck this loser. Go in your crate. So that's a – that
Mama
might be –
needs to fuck.
Right. May 2nd, we're just going to go for it.
I support it.
Yes.
I think a slutty season is upon us in a good way.
Yes, totally. I heard – I have a friend who owns a really great restaurant in New York, Short Stories, and allegedly someone got escorted out of the bathroom. A duo did because they already fucking in the bathroom again.
Wow. Oh, my God. New York is healing.
Yeah, nature is healing. New York is healing. The natural progression of events is back.
Wow. Have you been dating at all during this time? How's it been going?
Vaguely.
Okay.
Vaguely. I would say that, like, it's definitely not a frequent thing. Like, there are people I talk to regularly, and then there are people that I, like, I consider them to be in my pod, and I've seen them a couple of times throughout, and, you know, no bad feelings. I sound so diplomatic. Like,
Yeah, you do. You're at the UN right now, ultimately. This is the United Nations, and you're addressed.
When I post it, like, I'm going to post the link to this podcast, but one of them will be a fake link to, like, something else so that they don't click and listen. Because, you know, maybe it's not just the one. Maybe I have a small rotation. But look, I'm not ashamed to say that there are people who I have been working from home for a really long time, like, since before the pandemic, actually. So it made it much easier, and they live alone and they're very sad. So it's easy to brighten their day. And it feels safer than, like, if I was just going out to meet people. And I've never really been a person who had luck on the apps. So I got to say, I have no game when it comes to, like, digital speaking. But, you know, if you have any advice for me.
Oh, that is surprising to me, though, because you're very funny and charming.
I'm so online. But it's like, I don't know. I think that, like, I'm really bad at texting.
Okay.
Like, I don't respond quickly. I also, like, if it doesn't feel urgent because I have, like, I kind of have a lot of texts. Not that people text me all the time. I just, like, don't open them. So there's, like, 200 and I don't like the notification. I think that entire thing is just makes it harder because I'm like, I don't want to talk to somebody that, like, I'm probably not going to like. Like, I talk myself out of it as we're texting. They'll be like, how was your week? And I'm like, I'm just going to let this fall.
Right. Like, I already hate you. So I think
I don't have
enough.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere. I get that, though. I think that's pretty common to feel stressed out just by constant notifications and texting.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And I mean, I feel like because everything is online now, it's, like, especially pronounced where I'm like, you are not real. I'm talking to a wall. Like,
right.
This is just my imagination keeping me company in a coma. Like, it's not a real thing. None of these people that I know from now are not. Like, it just can't happen. I think I'm very, like, putting this as, like, a weird side project of my life. Like, quarantine was its time.
Yeah. It was a moment in time that we'll just look at and we'll be like, can we even believe that happened? And then there'll be the before core and the post. And then we'll all just live in a post-core world.
Fully. I mean, it feels like the end of Lost in Translation. We'll just, like, whisper something to each other.
And we'll never know what it was. And it's over.
Yeah.
And you're like, what happened there? I don't know. We were in Tokyo.
I guess Bill Murray's still in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, he's in, like, his limbo making whiskey commercial. So, yeah, you know, I guess that's how it's going to end.
Yeah. I fully support, though, the, like, I think the apps are hard. I think they've always been hard. And I think is definitely safer to be like, have a rotation of people that you already know.
Because
you can trust them. I'm having trouble even, like, some of my friends, I'm like, I don't really support the way that you're living your life.
Yeah.
In the pandemic. Oh,
man. That's like the biggest red flag. I feel like we're nowhere near scratching the surface of like how we have to react in person when we see these people who have been so disrespectful, so mm-hmm. like ruthless. So just like, well, I deserved a vacation. I'm like, more than like the frontline worker.
Yeah. Right.
Like the least you could do is stay home. And then you get COVID and I'm supposed to feel bad and you make like a story about it. I'm like, I just think you're selfish. And we are friends because I can't afford to lose friends in a pandemic. But yeah. like, right. we're going to be talking about this.
Right. We're not getting any new friends. So they are right. like a finite resource right now. So
totally. It's yeah. It feels so hellish. I was actually talking to my therapist about this today where I'm just like, I kind of just want to like be on a new planet after this. Like, I just want to be like, okay, here's who I still fuck with. It's a thinned list. And then like, everything else is just like a new vibe because it's hard. It's really hard to have faith in humanity when the people you think are really good. And it's not to say, you know, that they're bad people. I think we all evolved to survive these sorts of things differently.
Yeah.
And like, I can ride out the storm. I'm really good at that. Some people are like, I'll risk it.
Right.
And we all ended up still alive. So, well, right. a lot of people didn't.
Right. And a lot of people did die.
Pretty bleak, yeah.
But it does show priorities, I think, right. in a big way. It's like what you're prioritizing in terms of like, can you stay home, be smart,
right.
like just be specific about who you're seeing, keep yes. it contained.
Mm-hmm. Just like make better choices, right? Or right. are you like flaunting online that you were
right.
just
you're
in
Mexico.
Cancun, right, with yeah. no mask on, coughing exactly. on the people who still have to work there. I mean, I just think that there's a lot of levels to the disappointment. And I think that like it's just an underreported piece of it because we're also not going to get like a break. It's not like we're all going to get a vaccine and then it's like, hey, so everybody gets a vacation in the world to like process. It's going to be like, okay, now go back to grinding like you've been right. doing this whole time, but now you're like out in the world.
Right. But now you're maybe in your office again / I guess we're at bars and we're like, well, yes. did grinding. I? Yeah, we're grinding. Grinding at bars.
Exactly. I'm getting super ground at this bar.
yeah.
In the bathroom.
I do have to say that I do want to be grinding, not in the work way, grinding in the yes. dancing way, like immediately. Fully. Ultimately, yes. one of the first things I want to do when we're back.
Yeah, I deeply miss dancing.
Yeah.
Like, I dance in my shower by myself.
Okay.
And when I tell my friends that, they're like, what's going on with you? Like,
I dance in my kitchen. Yeah. When I'm cooking, I play the music loud and I dance in my kitchen because I miss yes. dancing.
Yeah. yeah. And it's like, I don't think me showering for a longer period of time is the crisis you think it
no,
is.
No, it's not the crisis. No,
but dancing in the shower is ultimately dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. I will say my floor is made out of like rocks. I live okay. in a very weird house. Like I will say that I chose to live here thinking that I was going to like, you know, bounce. I wasn't on the lease. Mm-hmm. It was just like, okay, well, my friend needed a third person. I'll be here. It's furnished. And so I was like, all right, this will be where I am until I find where I'm going to live in LA. Cause I moved here right before everything went to shit.
Okay.
And then it went to shit and it's like, a dream scenario. Like that, the house is great. We have a pool. Mm-hmm. But yeah. it's also like, none of this is my stuff.
Yeah.
And I hate it. Well, all this wall is my first quarantine yeah. project.
Beautiful
was
gallery
painting
wall.
The wall. Yes. So and cute. Then like going to my storage unit with like 7 masks on and just like pulling shit out. So yeah, it's a,
that's hard.
It's a real wild time.
It's hard to not feel like your home is your home when you've been there for a long time during a stressful period of time.
Yeah.
Too. That's so hard.
And I think that just like, you know, I mean, wow, I'm glad that I've totally ruined this podcast for just talking about
it. You have
like,
not ruined it. I'm drama. Thrilled and loving this podcast. You have in no way ruined it.
Well, I appreciate that support because I'm like, man, I can talk at length, but it's just like, it is wild because that's Fauci.
That's Fauci agreeing. he's got your back here.
Yeah, I of course didn't grab the toy that doesn't like make us sheep sound. So apologies, but also like just, you know, find it cute, you know,
no,
give him some
really
grace.
Yeah. It's really cute.
But yeah, I just think that like all the, I feel lucky insofar as most of the stuff here isn't mine. So it's like all of the, okay, we can't do this. I'm sorry.
You can have a stick, baby. Yeah, I'm going to take it from you.
Okay. So he's definitely going to start talking to us. He doesn't whine. He talks. He goes, rah, rah, rah.
He's the fourth guest. We booked yeah. you knowing that we were getting a fourth guest.
Yeah, like the Zoom window is going to open up and he's just sitting there with his I'm like, oh my God, he is going to start talking. So I'm going to let it happen. But yeah, I think that, you know, because this is a furnished place, it's good to be like, okay, when this is over,
I'm not going to have this as like my stuff. Like, I'm just going to be like, that was the weird stuff from the trauma time. But all my other stuff that's in storage is from the like true before times. And so I'm like, do I just get rid of everything?
Start over. Fauci saying start over, start a new.
He's got to come up here. No, run away. Not going out. We're not going out. So you just have to learn how to shut up.
Put this out and cancel me on the internet. She told Fauci to shut up on a podcast.
No.
Sorry, sweet baby.
I have like pairs of sweatpants and stuff that I've been living in during this time. I've been living in it. I have to throw it out. I'm going to have to throw it out the second that it's over because I just can't wear it anymore. It's going to remind me of this.
Totally. I have like hella fleeces that I'm like, these can go literally to hell. Like, burn it. Even if it's cold, no one needs it. People who would want to buy, no, they don't deserve to feel how I felt.
They really just do not. No.
But yeah, I am very much looking forward to dating. I think that was one of my biggest like, bitternesses. At the beginning of all of this was just like, I am in my 30s. Like, I'm 31 now. I guess,
perfect age. Gorgeous, I was 30 when
it happened. Thank you so much. I was 30 when it all happened. And I was like, what a beautiful year. Glad I'm 30 and thriving. And I just was like, it's not fair to people who like haven't already gotten relationships, because now it's like the pressure's kind of on in a way, which sounds really bleak. And also, like, any man listening is like, well, I don't want to be with her. She wants to get married. So I'm like, well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
anyone left?
I mean, kind of, I get it. Yeah. Also, dating again, I think dating's going to be fun after it's over.
I think people are going to be more honest. I think people are going to be, like, more open. They're going to want to, like, go out versus just, like, talk all the time just on, like, the computer. Like, I really do think that social media's power is going to diminish in a major way.
I hope so.
So I'm like, even if you're posting, I think you're going to be more focused on, like, getting to do things.
Right. And what's happening live in the real world in person, because we've missed it so much. Like, Twitter isn't life. Life doesn't happen on Twitter.
Totally. I really, like, my dream level of fame is enough to where I just have to promote what I'm doing online. Mm-hmm. Right. And never engage. I'm like, I don't actually care about anybody else's opinions about this. I didn't come here for everybody to tell me the thoughts. I came here to say, watch this thing.
Right. And then to run away, wear a cute dress and like fly off into the distance. Yeah.
Yes. You know, the pipe dreams of the millennial generation.
I'm
going to die on Instagram.
Right. Like, I tweet so I don't have to tweet. That's, you know, like, I'm on TikTok, so I never have to be on TikTok again.
Totally. Totally. We are in purgatory. And I just think it's high time we say that. Also, I realized I said high time. My eyes look so stony and I'm mad because I would like to be stoned. Why do I look like I'm having a better, like, day?
there's still time for you, though. There's a whole evening ahead.
Yeah, that's the thing. It is only 6 p.m. We're 6 p.m. on opposite coasts, so.
Yeah, you've got a whole
There's still time evening. To get a little stoned.
I don't, there's a whole future ahead of you. You don't have to, it doesn't end here. Absolutely not.
We're going to keep the good times rolling.
Absolute. I have a question that maybe, I don't know if you can answer, but have you found it different to date in L.A. versus New York? I know that the L.A. has been a lot of pandemic time, so it might.
Yeah, right. I mean, I will say that, like, that influences it, but in the beginning, here's what I'll say. In LA, I have found that I am more likely to be tricked into a date by someone I thought was going on a business thing.
Oh,
it happened like the first three people that I like. One person was somebody I had met before and they're like, oh, you're out here. Let's talk about like what you're doing. I'm working at like XYZ production company. And I'm like, that's great. Like, I don't know any good restaurants. You could like choose whatever. I show up looking like a regular person. This person's like pulls the seat out. Like, I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
This is not what it's gonna be. And so it was very, very awkward. And then the other time, I feel really embarrassed because it's so stupid, but he slid in my DMs. And he was like, hey, I like your comedy stuff. And I'm a personal trainer. So, like, you know, if you're ever interested in hiring one, like, you know, just hit me up. I'm a big fan. And I'm like, that's super nice. And I was like, it's funny. I just moved here. I was thinking about getting a personal trainer. Why don't we like meet up to talk about it? And so, like, it kept not really working out with my schedule because I work like weird nights with the podcast. It was like a Friday, thankfully. And I was like, okay, I have an hour before a birthday party that I can meet you. And he's like, I'm going to be in your neighborhood. It's great. So I'm thinking we're going to have a drink, go our separate ways.
Right.
I'm going to go to the birthday party.
And then he'll be your personal trainer and you will do fitness with him.
Exactly. He will get you into shape like he is ripped and that it still hasn't happened as evidenced by the rest of the story, which basically is just like he was not dressed nice, so it wasn't like a weird bait and switch in that way, but he clearly thought it was a date. He was talking about how he did comedy, but like him doing comedy was a open mic one time.
No.
It was like, I was on a show with Jeff Dye. And I'm like, first of all, I've worked with him before. I'm honestly not impressed.
Yeah.
But like, secondly, and no shade, but just like straight up, this is not my taste. But then also, like, as I got more information, it was he dropped in to the open mic. You don't even know what you're talking about. And then, so I'm like trying to cut it off. I'm like, okay, well, I have to go to this birthday party. So like, you know, whatever. And I ended up paying because I was like, this will be the way to end it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay, so like, where's your birthday party? And I'm like, it's actually over sort of East Hollywood-ish. Like I have to take a Uber. And he was like, I live that direction. I live right over by that UCB. Like, is it okay if I like, and I'm like, sure. I'll ride you to, he like put in his other like destination. We get to the bar. He gets out.
No.
He hangs out the whole night.
With you at your friend's birthday party?
Yes. Yes. And he like acts like we are already dating, which is like so not the thing. And so they're all like also comedians. So they're like making fun of him. He doesn't even realize. He's like, yeah, you know, like I'm usually the funny one in relationships. And like a friend literally did a spit take. And I'm like, yeah, what relationship are you talking about? Because like there's
you don't have a personal relationship.
It got to the point where I was, you know, I had been drinking some spirits. And of so course. It became the thing where like if I saw someone else that I knew, they'd be like, oh, how do you two do each other? I'm like, oh, he's a personal trainer. But then he like tricked me into going on a date. I would just say that. And he's like, no, I mean, like, I think it was pretty. I'm like, it wasn't.
No.
This is pretty clearly going to be a personal training. Like, here's the rundown of the service. I gave you an hour.
Right. Just an hour. It's not a date. It's like, I have an out. Babe.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I literally have a second location without you.
Yeah, without you, you're not invited. And he pitched you his business. Yes. Oh, he came so in hot pathetic. With his business.
Yeah, yeah. So that was, I think that is the weird thread here is that I'm like, I got to be doing the approaching, you know?
Yeah, don't let any of these LA weirdos get
Yeah, they're all
the
just
wagon.
Trying to have real dinner with me. And, like, I get it. I'm, like, wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. Obviously, by Akilah Hughes, they want to have dinner with you. But
I'm going to be saying that forever, and unfortunately, I won't be crediting you.
It's That's okay. You're allowed to say, yeah, you're allowed to say that as many times as you want.
Thank you so much. You're my hero. But yeah, that is the real difference. I feel like in New York, it was always almost too blunt where I'm like, oh, so we're definitely not dating and let's just like wrap it up.
Right.
Like That's no hurt feelings have not been led astray.
I love that. On the opposite coast, opposite problems. In LA, it's like we're not being clear about our intentions. And in New York, we're too clear. We're too clear.
Yeah, totally. I'm like, you didn't have to hurt my feelings before you said I was pretty, but that's okay. I guess we could just fuck. It's fine.
I've gotten in trouble because I'm such a New Yorker in that way. And I've been like, oh, I don't think this is going anywhere. Like wall on a date with someone. I've been that girl. Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, same. I'm like, I know a date's not going to like lead to anything when I feel like grossed out by kissing, but like it's a real thing where I'm like, I don't want to kiss them.
Yeah.
Like I feel like in Pretty Woman, I'm like never on the mouth.
Yeah. Not on the mouth. No feelings, never on the mouth.
Yes. Like something about it is just like so treacherous. And I'm like, I thought I liked dating and I think that like the stakes are too high. Like if I start gagging, because my own brain has gone too far picturing kissing you. Like, I'm not even being nice to you at that point. Like, this is just a real problem.
It's just not good for either of us. I've had that. I've had the, like, oh, my God, what do I do at the end of this date? Because it's not going to be a kiss for me.
Right, right. I'm like, a firm shake. Like, thank you so much, sir. This was a really enlightening dinner, and I wish you good luck for the
and
rest
good
of your
evening.
Life.
Be well.
Exactly. Just like a dog trying to get in. You're like, no. You can't.
You can't be here.
You have to keep it moving. Thanks,
actually,
though.
Being in masks on dates has made that a little easier. Totally. Because we know if we're going to kiss or not because I will take my mask down so that we can do the deed. But if the mask is up, you're not getting past it.
Yeah, but I'm curious. So when you
want to kiss your new boyfriend, and you all were first, like, you know, courting. Do you feel like you told him, like, I am comfortable with kissing at this point? You know what I mean? Because, like, I think that my fear too is just like, I don't know if I would be too forward to try it. Like, if they're like, I can't kiss you yet, we're just going to date for 6 months and then we'll start kissing when the pandemic's over. Yeah. Like, I just don't know.
We did talk about it pretty much every step of the way, to be honest. Very communicative. So like, we had two virtual dates first, one of which was on the podcast. So,
oh, wow.
I know. I met him on the pod. God.
I love that for you.
He did a 10-minute speed date with me on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So, and we ended up hitting it off and liking each other. So then we went on another virtual date, just to FaceTime.
Wow.
And that was fun. So we were like, okay, let's meet in person. So we met in person. We didn't kiss on the first date. It was a hug, and it was like very clear that we weren't going to kiss each other. And then before the fourth date now, I said, hey, I'm going to get a test before, which was kind of like, wink, wink, I want to kiss you. Yeah, like,
hey, we going to be snoodling. Canoodling, you don't even know. Like,
and then
some kisses in your future.
Yeah, there's a kiss coming for you. Maybe more. Actually, definitely more. I did go to his apartment after that date.
You're like, hey, you know, I'm not mad at you. At this
point, I'm like, it's time for me, actually.
Yeah, like, you know, we've been waiting so long.
It's been really chased, and I can't anymore.
Yes, yeah, I love that.
We talked about it every step of the way. And there was someone that I went on two dates with before that where we did have a kiss on the first date, but I think I told him that I was comfortable. Like, on the first date, I had some drinks in me and I was like, I am comfortable kissing you if you want to do this.
Yes, totally. Totally. That is like – I mean, that's really just like a real role model for what this should be like. Because I do think that like – and I'm talking about like relationships overall. Like, I'm so glad you're talking and communicating. Yeah. I feel like the worst part, like, you know, a relationship's not working when it's like, I'm afraid to bring it up just in case they don't want to do the thing and then it'll be awkward. So I'll just not get what I want and they won't get what they want.
Yeah. And then like, they just win. They win. I don't want to talk about it. Yeah.
Totally. Oh, it's a good way to fizzle it out.
But I feel like it's made it easier to do that, the pandemic, because they're really clear boundaries that we're all setting. So you have to find out what the other person's boundaries are pretty early. And then you like meet them there. So it's been nice in that way. And definitely has taught me a lot about how to say what I'm comfortable with and not take no or anything less than that for an answer. Because like the person I was seeing before Isaac, who I'm seeing now, like, I was like, I want to be exclusive because we've hooked up and like, we should just hook up with each other. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no. And then I was like, oh, okay, well, then I guess that's it. You can get a fresh test before you see me every single time. But otherwise, I'm not touching you.
Yeah. Like, it's also just like, be aware of like, I just think that like, especially, and I don't know if this is a straight man or if he is bi or what the vibe is, but like, it is wild that like, I think straight people, and I'm a straight person, but like, there's no culture of getting tested regularly for things. Mm-hmm. So like, they just don't respect that boundary. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't respect other people enough to see how they affect them. And it's like, yeah, if you live through a fucking like epidemic where the government ignores you and like a huge chunk of your population fucking dies, you're gonna like take it seriously. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, they're out here being like just like germ terrorists. I'm like, I can't. Like, this is why like no one wants to be with a straight man. Like, it's kind of worse than nothing. Like, I'd rather just be single.
I know. I feel bad about it often. I'm like, oh, I wish I wasn't into straight men.
Yeah. I mean, like, I honestly want to, like, if there is an afterlife, I'd like to have a conversation with God for just, like, 5 minutes. Like, why did we have to go through that on top of everything?
Yeah. Why are you giving that to us, actually?
What was the point?
Straight men. What
was
that? Why did you give us that curse on my house? What was that curse on my house
like, you're supposed to be incredibly creative. I mean, you're God. Like, you're the God. Straight men was even, like, a thought. That was part of your creativity.
Yeah. Why?
And you kept it going for a pretty long time.
I mean, and the first one took out the first woman's ribs. Are you kidding me?
Right. Like, can we just like revisit that violence? Because he's never been canceled.
Yeah, why hasn't Adam been canceled at this moment?
Right. And his fucking kids. Cain and Abel were a whole mess.
Truly. I actually have a secret. I have a secret that I want to reveal to you since we're on – we're talking about straight men. Okay, yes. Akilah.
Yeah, it's okay.
I took Improv 201 with Gideon Resnick.
No way.
Your co-host on What
a
Day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I had the biggest, most humongous, heinous crush on him.
You've got to
be kidding me. The entire time. We were babies. We were like 22, 21. Children. We were children, and I was in love with him. I was obsessive in love with him, and we flirted so much in his, like, dark kind of broody way. He's, like, very broody and too cool.
Wow.
For
him, and too, oh, my God.
He flirted, but he – I mean, like, he was – his current girlfriend, who I'm so happy mm-hmm. for him, they were like, on and off, or, like, something yeah. was happening yeah, at that moment.
Yeah, stuff was not, like, super – yeah, it wasn't.
Maybe it wasn't exactly clear what was going on with them at that moment, but like it mm-hmm. never worked out. Like we at the like final class, like chicken fingers and fries at the bar by the UCB training.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know
wow.
exactly where it was. Like right there, I was like, okay, I guess it's not gonna happen. And I have cried over your co-host.
You have got, I mean, like, I have empathy for you, but also I wanna time travel and be like, girl.
I know.
The fact that you said he was cool several times.
I know, he was cool and broody to me.
I for sure.
In 201. But I've, like, again, yeah. I was a baby. If I could time travel, I would tell younger me to not fall in love with any of the men she fell in love with.
Yeah, no way. And definitely not from an improv class. Like, that's like, it was a big
one. No. That was my first mistake.
Yeah.
That was my first mistake.
You know what? It's okay. I similarly, you know, I didn't date a guy who was like, or like even like, none of the guys in my improv classes, quite frankly, were like doing it. Okay. I don't even know if I'm like good friends with any of the guys. Maybe I know a few, but it's just like, I don't know. It's just so funny. I love that you had a crush on him. I had
to tell you.
A lot of people who listen to the podcast who don't know that he has a girlfriend are like, you and Gideon have such great chemistry. And I'm like, oh, it would never happen. Like, he's my little brother. Like, I'm always like, don't say it like that. That's corny. And he's like, okay. Like, I very much feel like I'm just dragging him along. But he's, you know, cute. He's really talented and good at news. So it's like, it's a great, competent co-host to have in this sort of like time. But I'm obsessed with this detail because, like, Jenny, I think you're so hot. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Like,
thank you. I think you're doing? So hot.
Thank you. I mean, you know, so I've been cuter than today, but objectively, we are right in the pandemic phase, like 77. Like, we're tired.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're tired. But also, yeah, we're still smoking hot. All three of us in the Zoom right now. And Fouch.
Oh, yeah, totally. No. Fouch, he's like a real babe. He already passed out on the bed. He's like, I guess I'm not getting my toy back.
But yeah.
She's still talking. But yeah.
I had to tell you because I've been sitting on this anytime I listen to What a Day. I'm like, I'm sitting on this news.
I just need you to know that, like, I'm obsessed. Do you think that he knew?
Yeah, ask him. He's going to say, absolutely, she had a huge crush on me.
I bet you had a crush back. But he'll never admit it because he's very much like a relationship boy. But I imagine, like, I can't imagine someone not having a crush on you, especially like you doing comedy. I'm sorry, but like, you know the stereotype. It's not typically the hottest ones. So good for you. I'm pretty sure all the dudes, and like in 201, it's not guys who are necessarily serious about comedy yet.
No.
So it's like, oh, I'm here to see the cute girl. It's amazing. Yeah. There's
I'm here
no
to flirt
doubt
a little
mind.
Bit. I'm here to be totally. Silly and play stupid games and flirt a little bit.
Yeah, unfortunately, the women in the class don't get the benefit of the men.
No.
Being as of like, no, boo.
Yeah, and it's really just not a good place for that. It's like it festers like a disease. It's a disease.
Yes. And like someone makes a joke that you're just like, it's not even offensive. You're just like, that's what you think's funny.
Yeah, and you're like,
now I'm so dry. My body just dried up. Just like, it's a real drought.
I'm searching to see if I have any. Do I have any receipts from Gideon?
Oh my God,
that'd is be that
amazing.
Too much
that
if would, I say that?
It would not hurt my feelings at all. I think it would be so the most salacious, and this would have to be the clip that you share online. Unfortunately, it has to happen. Oh my God.
Okay, what happened? Oh my God. Okay. Wow, I'm freaking bald. Oh my God. Okay, what December 7th, 2014. This is the day after my birthday.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
This is the day after my birthday. Oh my God. Okay, we're talking about. So December 6th on my birthday, I'm definitely drunk texting him. It's 9:55. We're talking about underboob.
Wow, that is bold.
That's sexting. Okay, yeah. Not quite, but that's flirting. Okay.
It's definitely a body part that, you know, elicits some emotions.
Okay, so then
I swear I'm just gonna say your name. Like they'd be like, "What'd you do this weekend?" And I'll just be like, "Oh, I was on a Jenny Garlick's podcast, and he is going to turn beet red. His camera's suddenly not gonna work in this
room." Okay, so then I said, "Okay, this is our December 7th, December 7th, my birthday, 1:30 a.m. So it's my birthday still.
Yeah, it's still 1:30 a.m.
It's still happening
late night. After dark.
We're talking about tattoos. I'm saying that." Ugh, I thought you graduated this semester. I'm practically elderly compared to you. Mm-hmm. You might as well be on AARP. We do quarters, which are shorter, but y'all, you still do more. I don't know. Okay. God, I have a bridge club, basically. We're how's your Mahjong championship going, Gideon?
Obsessed.
We're flirting.
Yes. This is definitely like some back and forth.
Okay. And then we're flirting back and forth. He's saying he doesn't have tattoos, but we were talking about tattoos. I just say, I just got a free round of shots. He says, shots, shots, shots. And I said, this is the bold part. Gideon, can we talk about the fact that you were leading me on all summer? I had a crush on you and you played games. I feel like it's fair to me to be truthful. Gideon, yeah, of course that's fair. I just didn't know really. Like I'm bad at reading that stuff. Bad at reading what? I'm purposely the most obvious, maybe, but I never make assumptions about how other people are behaving. If I like you, there are no questions about it. Boo, is what I said. And then he said, thanks for telling me, never stop living like it's your birthday. And I said, good advice. And then the next time we texted was the next day, who do you have for 301?
Business as usual.
Gideon, who do you have from 301? And then I sent him a picture of Don Finelli. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is my favorite podcast I've ever been on. All I want to do is have jobs that where people I respect have liked the people I work with. And I'm like, really? Just because I see, like, I mean, he has been a person I've seen almost every day of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And so I've like all of the like. Anything that could have been magical about him. I'm like, no, like you're wearing, like we do interviews and sometimes I make him change because our outfits are too similar. Okay. Like he is for sure my like younger brother that I'm like, that's stop so it. Cute. I look better in yellow. Please change into green.
That is so cute. And oh my God, I can't believe that in 2014, I'm turning 21.
Oh yeah. Wow. Yeah. You're baby.
I'm baby. And I'm like, I had a crush on you and you led me on, Gideon.
Yeah. You're like, it's like, my birthday and it's important that you understand. And he's like, you're right.
He's like, yeah, you're right. And I had no idea.
I couldn't possibly tell from the fact that you liked me. These were all unknowable things.
Yeah. From the fact that we're flirting about Mahjong, I think he knows.
Yeah. Like you're texting him on your birthday. I feel like that is the biggest...
That's a huge sign.
Yeah, totally. And he knew. He said, live like it's your birthday. So,
Wow. I know. Anyway, that was my secret I had to share. I had receipts for you this episode. Normally, I ask my guest to bring receipts.
Oh, I love
that. But sometimes
that.
I have a gift for the guest.
Ooh, I love that. That really, like, blew my mind. I mean, that's, like, the best. That was a gift to me. That was a quarantine. Like, you made it 365 days. And here is the prize. You got some good hot gas.
That's my hot goss. So I'm wondering if you feel ready, if you have a receipt that you would like to share.
I do. Okay,
amazing.
So I guess the context for this, it's a text. Mm-hmm. This is someone that I met on Raya, which if you're not familiar is the like, you pay too much money to date like a DJ's little brother app. It's dumb. And I was like, oh, I want to go to LA and date like a cool famous
right, like a photographer. I want a director. I want Pete Davidson, whatever.
Exactly. I want a CEO of like a brand that doesn't actually exist that has like 2 followers on Instagram, but they knew the person who works at Raya and they go.
Yeah.
A lot of creative directors, right? Like, I'm like, and what do you do? They're like, well, I make content. So you are on Instagram. You're the CEO of your Instagram account. But anyway, so I joined this app and this is a famous who is also a comedian.
Okay. Wow.
And we had spoken a little bit on Raya. I wonder if I can like find the I wonder if you can search messages. I wonder if you
I
can
know
find
on Raya. I know. But I love that it's the montage slideshow.
Oh yes.
So silly. Sounds. Do you know what song his song was?
Ooh, let's see. I hope it doesn't play out loud. Oh my God. What is it? Single Again. by by Big Sean. I don't know that one, but wild.
That's funny.
It's so wild. So his first thing was my lame intro. Hi, LOL.
That's your intro.
That's literally, but that's what he said. He said, my lame intro, my hi, lame LOL. Intro.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I was like, hi, I'm bad at intros too. Sorry, this took 100 years. I forgot I had the apps because it looks like, oh yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also just first red flag, this message was sent at 4:18 a.m.
Oh no.
Not because he was on set for something really early, but because he was trolling Raya.
He's up on Raya at 4:18. Okay.
Fully. And so it's so embarrassing. And then he sent me, I mean, I don't know if you all are familiar with the Ariel Pink controversy, but he's like a proud boy. And so he got dropped from his label, but he sent me an Ariel Pink song called Put Your Number in My Phone. So I sent him my number.
Okay. So, and you didn't say, we don't love Ariel Pink. You just were like, here's my number.
Well, at that point, he wasn't bad. And the song is actually good, but I had to remove it from like, you know, several playlists. Like, right. I'm not supporting this. Right. Like, maybe in your next life, you won't hate black people. And so I moved on. And so then the next time we talk, so much time passes. This is right before the pandemic. This is February 16, 2020.
Okay.
He's like, I know I'm super duper late, but this is blank from Raya. And I'm like, good morning. So this is 11:42 a.m. It's a really dumb conversation, but it appears that he's like, he's clearly looking for, he just wants to get laid. Because he immediately is like, what part of town do you live in? And I'm like, kind of West Hollywood adjacent. Yeah, how about you? And he's like also West Hollywood adjacent. And then he's just like, kind of weird. And I forget the thing. Let me like, I have to fast forward. So this is the thing. Very elitist. To be clear, I am not rich. I do not own this house. Most of the things in the house are furnished. But it is like a luxury home that like I just happened to like slide into the third roommate position, and the second one never showed up. He just pays rent. So it's like in the beginning that the one that like the housemate who is here all the time now was bi-coastal and was in New York all the time. So it was like, this was my house. I was always forthright about the fact that I had housemates. And so I was like, yeah, my housemate's car got broken into in this neighborhood, but they were polite about it. They didn't break the windows and they just took his change. And he said, housemate, LOL. And then I was like, I actually think you all have mutual friends, thinking like, that's not a mean thing. He's like, roommate and housemate, I guess the difference depends on the place, right? If it's a house, housemate. And I'm like, yeah, it's a house. And then he just like continuously was just like dogging my living situation of like, this is why you're single.
Oh my God.
And
oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And he, I wouldn't say he's thriving, but I will say he is of a class of comedian that is often booked in things that are like, this was a fun indie project that like is going to be, you know, like cherished at maybe like a festival, and people will be like, this was good. So it's like, he's not no one, but it was the fact that I'm like, I just moved to LA. I explained to you my living situation and you're like, oh, you have a housemate. And then like, and then he just continuously, here's the worst one. Okay, I'll finish.
Okay.
The worst one is, and so now it's February 19th, several days later. The time is 2:16 a.m. And the text is, I'm in your hood. To be clear, we live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, he's at his house. He's in his own bed.
Right. And I'm just like, I literally remember reading it at that time, setting an alarm for 12 hours later. And then I was like, yo, last night was nuts. I did not see this. But also, don't you live in my neighborhood? No response. Left on red. No response.
Like, she got me.
Yeah, like, wow. I'm just like, and look, if he was just trying to bone, I would have been like, pass. Quite frankly. Like, that was not the attraction. I thought maybe we could just like talk about our jobs and lives. And like, we probably have mutual friends. It's comedy, right? Like, it's pretty insular. Yeah.
You have a lot of things in common.
Yeah. But, you know, I guess like my elitism is not quite as his level. I'm not judging anybody who lives with other people. So,
we all need roommates. I'm sorry. It turns out that Los Angeles and New York City are two of the most expensive cities in the entire world.
Totally.
Friend.
Totally. Totally.
Okay.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing. Also, this man has children.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, you are too old to be a fuckboy.
God.
These are the answers. So that's probably the biggest one. I not because of who he is, but truly because I was like, this is so egregious. Like, this is why I don't want to date in LA. Like, I took, like, this was in my text. So I'm like, I just have it saved forever because of like, next time you get the dumb idea to date in Los Angeles, please remember
this dad.
Exactly. Yeah. This is a wholesome dad that gets, I mean, he plays a dad a lot. Let me see if I can find. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, please. Yeah. If you've got another one, I'd love to hear it. It's wild to me. I think that's what you find on Raya. I think that's the caliber of people on Raya.
Totally. Like, no one there is going to be upstanding. I also am like, I kind of don't remember this guy's name. The one who was, the one who was the personal trainer.
Oh.
Okay. Just to be clear, his first message to me, oh my God, let's go to the top. It was an audio message.
Do you like that?
I don't. Only if it's like good friends. Like, if it's a good friend, like, and like typically a girlfriend. Like, I don't have any dudes sending me fucking voice messages.
Same. I will have a girlfriend send me one, especially if she's working and can't type it all out. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
But I don't want to get one from a stranger, to be honest.
Totally. And I also like, so I do that thing with my DMs just because, like, you know, black woman in comedy, it's like shit. So it's like, I have a lot of like the message requests and I just don't check them as regularly as I probably should. And so it was like 3 days later that I'm responding, but he was, I guess, congratulating me on hitting 50,000 followers on Instagram, which I'm like, it's not really like an achievement. Okay. Like, thank you. Like, I'm, I really don't care. Like, if tomorrow they deleted my account, I'd be like, hallelujah. I'm free. And so it was very weird. I was like, I guess thanks for the congrats. Oh my God, it started playing.
Oh my God, wait, play it. Akilah, you have to play it.
Oh my God. Okay, first message. Oh my
God, if he says a name, we'll bleep it. But
yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay, let's see.
Akilah, congratulations on all your success. Wish you all the best in the future. I mean, 50,000 is a fantastic number to hit. I'm a fitness coach based out of Hollywood, California. I was curious if you're actually out here in California and if you had any January goals you're going after.
Okay, no. So can we be clear?
January goals. January goals. He's coming out as a
he's an entrepreneur, personal trainer. This was always above board. And literally I wrote back, I did not record a message because I'm not a sociopath. And I was just like, as far as goals, I do want to get my body right, finally, but I also need to figure out my work-life balance. So again, was never going to be romantic. And then this dude, totally off the deep end. just to be clear. Wow.
Wild. Yeah. I'm so happy that we got to hear his voice.
Yeah, like if you all can get the rights to Vindicated by Dashboard Confessional. I just want to say my side of the story is absolutely fact.
You're absolutely fact. There's no question that he was giving you a business opportunity.
Right. I was like, yes, I just moved here. I would like to get super ripped, as is the cliche for moving to Los Angeles. Like, wonderful.
Yeah, we get swole when we're in LA. That's what we do.
Like, that was the plan. But he had some other plans. He wanted to get swole up in these guts, and I'm not for that. Back it on up, man. So, you know, that is the range of enjoyable situations I've had in dating here. It's so sad.
And I fully believe that it's going to turn around. It's on the up.
I mean, I also think I may turn around and go back to New York at the end of all this.
We miss you, though. We miss you.
Oh, I miss it hard. Yeah. I miss it so much. I wish that I didn't miss it so much because it really does feel like I'm like, my friend. Like, I just can't see my friend. Like, I hate it here.
And maybe, I mean, you could be truly bi-coastal too when there's not a pandemic. You could truly be back and forth.
Let's be honest. It's better to visit LA. I would love to visit LA. Why do I gotta live here? The weather's not great all the time. It's always bad in New York.
Right. And it's nice to, I agree. I think it's nice to live in New York. Mm-hmm. New York is your home. You have your bars. You have your friends. You have your places.
You have a walkable place for Fauci to go take a dump instead of like being on a weird sidewalk where people get like serial killed. It's a lot of serial killing out here. I don't know if you all know that.
That's really scary. And I don't
they brought it back for the pandemic.
Oh, no. I don't love that for you or Fauci. No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No one's serial kill.
Right. I mean, literally, I live like not that far from where Lady Gaga's dog walkers got shot. So I'm like,
No.
Yes. And I walk Fauci at night. So I'm like, here we go. Like, I'm about to be on the news. Just like, they're going to have to literally murder me to take this dog after how long it took me to adopt him. Pry him from my cold dead hands.
Absolutely. You're never giving him up. No way. Yeah. But yeah. Fully. And then visit And then, yeah, visit LA. Then, like, have the pool moment, have the palm
tree.
Yeah,
stay at a cute hotel. Be like, wow, I love the Ace. Wow, I love the line. Like, great, we did it. The London's so fun. And then just, like, go back to New York.
And then, yeah, and then go back to your stinky subway where yes, we love it.
Exactly. My box in the wall where all my stuff is just a storage unit. Like, that's great.
Yeah. My closet. It. That's my room. My room is a closet and I love it. Yeah.
Yes.
So, Akilah, I have one last little fun game for us to play.
Oh, fun.
If you feel ready.
I'm ready. I'm always ready. I feel much looser now. I think that, like, talking to you all has really, like, gotten me there.
Oh, good. Okay, yay. I'm having truly so much fun. It's a good pod. Okay.
It's really pretty good. It's like the best.
It's like pretty, really good. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this game is called Quick and Dirty. I'm going to ask you four quick questions. You just answer as fast as you can. First thing that comes to your head. Okay.
Oh no.
Favorite flirty emoji.
Oh, I like the drunk face. I think it's a drunk face where the mouth is all crazy because it's always like said after they say something a little reckless. Like they're like, I was just thinking about your boobs. Or like the face you wiggle. And I'm like, you know, I now don't feel awkward about the fact that you led with that. And that's great.
I love that. Okay, split the check on a first date. Yes or no?
No.
No.
No, I'm not paying if it's a date. But if it is, if you think it's a date and I don't think it's a date, I'm grabbing that shit on the table. Like, mama's got it. Don't even worry.
Best date spot.
Ooh, best date spot. I mean, when I was living in Brooklyn, I lived in Bed-Stuy. There is a restaurant called Barron's that's across from Home Depot.
Okay.
That is not, that's just a good way to find it. It's kind of hard
right
to find.
Across from the hammers and the wood. And the,
like, yeah, if you've like worked out a sweat trying to get some like really middling plants outside, you can just go have some really good cocktails. It's like a French restaurant. I don't even know if it's still there, you know, weird times, but gotta say, really delicious food.
Okay, yum. And read receipts, yes or no?
I don't do it. When people do it to me, I find it really rude because I'm like, I know that now you are on the clock. Like, it, you also can't lie. Like, I didn't see this. I'm like, your phone said you did.
Yeah. Your phone knows and your phone told me that you're lying to me. So yeah.
It feels like a power move that I'm just like, no one's powerful enough to do this.
Yeah. It's people who want, it feels like people who want to manipulate you a little bit.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Like the serial killers who are active in LA. The guy who shot Lady Gaga's dogs.
For sure was texting with Reed receipts right now. He's like, I told you we were going to meet at this corner. Now it's all messed up. Now we have to give the dogs back. Totally. Red. Yeah, it's like, absolutely. I know you saw that. So you better bring the dogs. Like, it is really wild. It's probably too soon to joke, but that guy didn't die. Everything's fine, right?
Yeah, I think they're okay. No one died. Gaga got her dogs back and...
Yeah. Somebody probably got $500,000.
I hope so. And yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, totally. Like, literally, like, you know, we can make jokes about him.
Yeah.
I'm going to mock him as he steals my dog next. I'll be like, you're such a dork. You couldn't even plan for it. Okay, I guess you can have my dog too. Whatever.
No, no, no. No one's taking Fauci.
You're right. Oh,
no one could. This has been the most fun. I've had such a great time.
Yes. Thank you for talking with me. This has been, like, honestly, a highlight of the pandemic. Of the Ponder Replay.
The Ponder Replay.
Of all the Zoom meetings I could be in. I'm glad I'm here.
Me too. Everyone should follow you on Instagram and Twitter if they're not already.
That's right.
How do they do it?
Yeah. So Twitter, it's at Akilah, obviously. It's A-K-I-L-A-H. But if you're not doing that right now and looking it up, that's okay. You know, if you type Akilah wrong, I think my name still shows up somewhere in the mix. And on Instagram, it's Akilah H. For some people, like, people think that it's Akilah. Like, I'm like making a joke, but I'm like, no, my last name is Hughes.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a, it was just a clinical way to be like, this is my account. So we did
amazing.
It.
Amazing. Yep. And this has been a blast. If you're loving it, listeners, please just give us that rating, the 5-star rating and a review. Please, God.
Yes.
Please, God.
Give them that good rating.
Give me that good rating. And please, I'm begging you. Mm-hmm. And we will see you next week. This was Receipts.
This has been Receipts, a dating podcast with evidence. Hosted by Jenny Gorlick.
And produced by Andrew McGuire.
Make sure to follow us on social media. I'm at Jenny Sequa. JennyCestQuoi on Instagram and at Jenny Gorlick on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Instagram at McGuiGuy at MCGUI_GUI.
The cover art is by Megan Patzel. The theme song is written by Dylan Adler, sung by Cheno Pinter, and produced by Douglas Wittig. Check out full videos on YouTube and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you subscribe. If you need dating advice, we'd love to help you out. Send us a DM to @receiptspod.